Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Welcome to the show. This show is about you. It always is. It's about the choices that you're making every single day. It's about your health and it's about your life. Look, your health is your greatest wealth. No matter what you do every single day, your health has to be your top priority. And if you don't think so, just try losing it. The sad thing about it is what I see and have seen for years in clinical practice and, of course, here on all my shows is that people don't really get worried about it too much, especially younger people, until you lose something, right? You get diagnosed with high blood pressure or you get the depression or diabetes hits you at age 35 and you're like, what in the world is going on, right? So your health is your greatest wealth. If you have your health, you can do so much in life. And so our health is determined by our choices. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. So on this show, we're going to be talking about that. I've got so much to talk about with you today. And people have been calling in. Matter of fact, we're going to go to the phones right now in just a moment. But just know this. Know that whatever you brought here today, wherever you're tuning in from, at whatever point you're tuning in, we're here for you. That's the key. You have a family here, a group of people that want to help you, encourage you, and see you win. To reach your potential and become the best version of you. That's what the show is all about. Now, today we're going to be talking about colon. How do I say this in the best way? I can say it in my doctor speak, but we're going to be talking about pooping. How about that? We're going to be talking about how to get your body to make sure that you're doing it the right way, that it's coming out the way it needs to, and that it's happening the way it needs to. Now, look, it's one of those dirty words that nobody wants to talk about. Right? It's the one thing you kind of get a little shy to talk about. And some people are proud to talk about it. Some people are really proud of their poop. They take pictures of it. They'll show it to you, you know, the whole nine, right? Maybe it coils. Maybe it comes out, you know, the whole thing, right? People talk about it. So what's healthy? And the reason is, the one thing I always tell people is that you're only as healthy. Remember, we are what we eat, just like Granny taught us. So don't forget that. But you're only as healthy as the food you can eat, digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. So your elimination is a real key. Now, people get really concerned about that. Now, if you're constipated, which means that things aren't happening, then that's not a good sign. Now, that could be coming from a lot of things. It could be coming from the fact that you're not drinking enough water and you've got a lot going on there and you're dehydrated. That's a possibility. The other thing is with constipation, it can be mental and emotional. Kids have this happen a lot of times. They're holding on to things, right? Stressed out, they won't poop. So that could be another issue that's causing that little bit of a restriction or hesitation. But as we get older, it could just be something as simple as not enough water, but not enough fiber in our diet. And that's a big one. Fiber is a key that we all have to focus in on. Now, here's a unique study that came out that I think is really, really interesting. And I shifted a lot of things in my own eating habits when I learned this. Is that, so you know that lung cancer is the number one cancer. If you didn't know that, lung cancer is the number one cancer. The number two cancer that we all face and deal with worldwide is colon cancer. And guess what? If your colon is not healthy and it's not getting enough fiber coming in, then you set yourself up for it. That's why you have to get colonoscopies starting at age, they used to say age 50, but now it's 45. Matter of fact, when I was in medical school and we were doing colonoscopies, and I was working with a gastroenterologist who was just amazing, right? But we were in training. I was doing those, and I'll tell you, it was what I saw even in people's early 50s was amazing. And that was about the time that they moved the average age back to 45. Now, they've always made it 45 if you had a pre-existing family history of something like that. But nonetheless, let's talk about how to have a healthy colon. All right, colon cancer is rampant. It's all over the world, and there's things you can do. When I saw this study, I changed my own eating habits. For every 10 grams of fiber that you eat, you reduce your chance of colon cancer by 10%. So what does that mean? The average of what they recommend in medicine for general health is 30 grams of fiber, 35-ish grams of fiber a day. So 35 grams of fiber a day is what we, you know, what we plan on and everything else. So that's good. But that gives you about a 35% reduction or chance against colon cancer. So what if you bumped it up to 50 or 60 grams of fiber? You're thinking, that's a lot of fiber. Not really. Not if you're eating your vegetables on a regular basis. Not if you're eating salads and broccoli and all that. I ate almost a 16-ounce serving of beans, black beans, kidney beans, any kind of beans, every single day. And you know where I learned that? I learned that from a friend of mine who's an amazing, amazing physician, Dr. Michael Greger. I asked him a question. I said, in your opinion, with all the study that you've done, he's done a lot of study. This guy is brilliant. But he wrote a great book called How Not to Die. It's great. It's so great. But we share a lot of similar philosophies in the plant-based diet. And I asked him a question. I said, what would you say are the three keys to longevity? If you had to kind of, you know, wipe away all the clutter out there, because the internet and all that's cluttered with all kinds of information, right? One day something's good for you, the next day it's not good for you. I mean, you get it, right? I know you're reading newsletters, watching shows like this, listening to shows like this, and you're like, oh, man, there's so much information. So he told me three things. Beans, and this is what you eat every single day for longevity. Beans, greens, and berries. It's that simple. And so I started doing that on a regular basis. Noticed a massive difference in everything. The way I pooped, in the way my energy levels were. And I was eating things like that because I eat this way all the time. But I was real focused on certain types that I started adding in. And it made a big difference. So why am I telling you that? I'm telling you that for a reason. Fiber is important and we don't get enough. The average American, okay, gets about 10 grams to 20 grams of fiber a day. That's it. And that's why colon cancer rates are so skyrocketing high. So I want to encourage you to look at counting your grams. Yes, 35 grams is the standard. My suggestion for most people, and for myself, this is what I do myself, is 50 grams. I shoot for a benchmark of 50 grams. And if I go over that, great. But I shoot for a benchmark of that. I'm telling you, it's one of the best things you can do for protecting against, and guess what? Protecting against colon cancer, and guess what? Your poop, once you start getting up in that fiber range, it's amazing. So let's talk about poop for a minute. So your poop is really important. Your elimination is really important. The foods that you eat and the way that your microbiome, your flora in your gut, the way that it's set up, if it's healthy and it's got the right kind of bacteria, then your elimination, your pooping is going to be great. If it's not, it's not going to be so great. So there's things like odor. If there's a lot of odor when you go to the bathroom and you poop, that's not a good thing. It should be odorless for the most part. It should be well formed. If it's not, if it's all over the place and not solid, and you know, then that's not a good thing, right? So there's a certain components that your poop needs to be that is a great indicator of how healthy your gut is. Healthy gut is a healthy body, period. I don't care what anybody says. Like, your healthy gut, you should be focused on gut health more than just about anything else. If you can get your gut healthy, everything else in your body is going to be healthy. Because we are what we eat. And you're only as healthy as what you can digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. So the foods we've got coming in, all that matters. Remember, the anti-inflammatory-based diet, which I've got in my book, which is free. If you go to the website, we're giving it away to you for free. Go to the website, myfreehealthbook.com, and you can get the book for free. It's hardback. It's a bestseller, and I'm just giving it to people right now. You pay the shipping and handling, whatever that is. But I'm giving the book for free because I care about you. I want to believe in you, and I want you to have at least a starting point and a tool to be able to use like that. But listen, your gut health and your poop and your fiber intake, your colon is an area that we all have to look at, maintain, and really keep check at a high level. Okay, so I want you to focus on that. Remember, your fiber grams, 35 minimum, shoot for 50 as a goal. All right, let's get on to the phones. We are going to go with Mia. Hi, Mia. Welcome to the show.
I'm calling for my 57-year-old daughter who had a mass taken out of her breast. It was 3 centimeters, non-cancerous, but it did show abnormal cells that had clumped together. It was all the biopsy. There were no cancer, and she had surgery, had it removed, no cancer. The doctor wants to put her on, the oncologist wants to put her on tamoxifen for 3 years to reduce her estrogen production. She's had blood work done. She's through menopause. And I was just wondering if there's something natural she could take or something she could do besides going on this medication.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa, and I'm talking to you about the world's best protein for longevity called Best Amino. Protein is essential for every cell in your body to function at its absolute best. Best Amino is the highest absorbable protein, more than meat, eggs, and dairy, which may only absorb at 50, 60, or 70%. Best Amino is a proven formula of essential proteins that we all need that absorbs at 99%. Visit bestamino.com. That's bestamino.com. It's all in the genes. Ever heard that? Our genes are the blueprint of how our own body works. A simple longevity nutritional test can show us our own body blueprint of what we need nutritionally to live our best life every day. Knowing what exact foods that are custom designed for your body is absolutely vital. To get your longevity nutritional test, go to MyLongevityTest.com. That's MyLongevityTest.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at mchoosenetwork.com.
Yeah, there's really so much that can be done. But I will tell you that, and again, I know it's one of those things where you're like, I don't want her to take the medicine. Like, I get that. However, there's a lot of good research behind blocking that. Now, with that being said, you've got to make that decision on your own. Like that's something you guys have to make. And I'm not an anti-medicine guy. A lot of people think I'm like anti-medicine. I'm not. I'm a physician, an MD. So I'm not. I'm extremely pro what's best for the person. And there's natural things that work well with regular medicine, and there's medicine that's really not that great, and you're better off going the natural way. So in this case, I would follow what your oncologist is saying. There are things like DIM that you can get in supplement form that helps to lower estrogen. We know that zinc levels at the proper level lowers estrogen levels and keeps that in check. We know that turmeric with curcumin helps to manage healthy estrogen levels in the body. So there's things like that that can be done from a natural perspective. It doesn't mean that you should avoid the medicine. Look, 3 years is not that long, especially when she's come off of something like that. But again, you have to make those decisions on your own. Remember that your best weapon, her best weapon, in this process is her eating habits. And I'm a huge advocate for the plant-based diet. Because when you have, and you've crossed the threshold and you have had cancer, or you had a heart attack or a stent put in your heart or whatever, the plant-based diet is the only diet that's actually proven. And I get questions all the time, and I'm not anti-keto. I'm a huge fan of keto. Okay, because in the proper way, it is an amazing way to go too. But in this case, a plant-based diet is typically one of the better ways to go. It really is. It's proven. And there's so much science behind it, and there's studies behind it. And every world-renowned cancer specialist that I've ever interviewed and come in contact with and asked these critical questions have told me that that's the number one diet that they put all their patients on when they're going through something like this. And I know she's through it, and she's on the other side, and now everything's about prevention, and so it doesn't happen again, and that's good. But you want to do, it's the things that you do every single day. It's not just the pill you take. Like this drug can be helpful to block things, but it's not just the thing that you do every day with a pill, right? It's the things that you do every single day, that you walk through every single day, the foods that you eat, the things that you drink, the thoughts that you have. That's what builds the body up and keeps the immune system strong. In this case, it's about keeping the immune system very, very strong so that you can go to the next level and she can go to the next level. Look, you're a great cheerleader for her. I get that. Like your mom, right? Moms never stop being mom. My mom was a mom to the very last day, okay? The very last day. And I can tell you that it's a very special thing to have you in her life. And I know she's grateful. So I'm glad you're calling just to figure out what to do. But get her to understand that her day-to-day, her eating habits, her exercise, her thought habits are extremely important. They did studies where they just focused on the ways someone that had cancer thought, like anger and bitterness and forgiving people and all of that. That had a bigger indicator than the things that they ate. So it doesn't mean go forgive everybody and eat hamburgers and french fries. It means do all of it, right? If you want to have the best outcome in something like this. Because cancer is no big deal, right? You and your daughter have walked through this in a major way. And I get that. But just know that her eating habits are going to matter more than anything. Look, we're always here for you. And my health coaches are always available. Our health coach provider is always available. Whatever we can do to help. But I'd get a copy of my book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. Start there. It will teach you and her the basics of really how to follow. Now, our health club is a really good thing, too, because you get into a community. I've got so many people now that are part of this, and they help each other, right? It's not just me helping you. It's people that have done our system for so long, and they end up coaching everybody, and everybody exchanges recipes and things like that. It's a great place to be. Just go to asahealthclub.com. You can check it out there. But I encourage you to get started, her to get started, and tell her exercise is important. A lot of people don't talk about that, but exercise is key. No matter what you do, it doesn't matter. Like working out in the gym, walking, riding a bike, whatever, but do something every day, 15 minutes every day. Here's why. When you increase the blood flow by doing an activity, it increases the oxygen and it carries more nutrients to the cells. You want to increase how nutrients are carried throughout the body so that when you're eating broccoli and you're eating asparagus and you're eating things like peas and greens and berries, those nutrients are getting moving through the body at a faster pace. And that is one of the best tools to be able to follow in something like this that can make a major difference. So we're here for you to encourage you and just to be here to bounce questions off of. Thanks so much for calling. I'm so glad you're a part of the show. Look, your health is your greatest wealth, and your choices matter, I'll say it again, more than anything. Now, let's talk about you. Why? Because you're the most important. You're the reason why we're here. Okay, your health is always the most important topic here. Now, our health is determined by our choices. I say that a lot, and I mean it, because your choices matter. What you did yesterday, it will impact today, but today you have a chance to start over, to take a sheet of paper, to make a brand new start with whatever it is. Better habits, better eating habits, better exercise habits, better thought habits, all of those kind of habits. You have the ability. Like, no one else can do that for you. Only you can. So we're going to go to the phones in just a minute. Listen, you can call in anytime. You can DM me on social media. And I encourage you to get on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all of those, and join and get in the conversation with everything we're talking about. Hey, if you want to send questions like that, you can, and I'll make it part of the show. Always will. You can also call the phone number like they have here. You can text me as well. We've got a text number on the website and all our social media. You can see that text number and text anytime, and we'll encourage you and help you and answer whatever health questions that you have. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
I'm interested in natural water retention, something to use naturally for water retention.
So if you want to go natural and you're dealing with water retention, there's a couple things you've got to look at. Okay, number one is make sure, and I'm just telling you this because it's the reality, you want to go to your physician, your family physician, and get checked and have full blood work done and make sure the water retention is not something related to blood pressure or kidney malfunction or something along those lines. You need to make sure that you're medically okay, that the water retention, because typically water retention is a symptom of something underlying in the body. So you want to figure that out first, make sure. Now, the second thing is, if you've got a lot of water retention, it can also mean, provided the kidneys are healthy, that you're dehydrated. Dehydration is a big deal. And the more weight we carry, the easier it is to be dehydrated. So the rule of thumb is, typically, half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you want to drink 100 ounces of water a day. If you weigh 150 pounds, 70.
Hi, it's Dr. Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you with your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. Yes, I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you live stronger, longer. Remember, I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. And get your free book today. It's Breathe with Live O2. This is Dr. Asa telling you how oxygen can help you look and feel 20 years younger. Did you know the presence of oxygen is the absence of most health challenges? That's why we're talking about oxygen and Live O2. Go get my free special report on oxygen and Live O2 to increase energy, enable youthful lifestyle, and remove brain fog by visiting GetFreeOxygen.com. That's GetFreeOxygen.com to get my free special on how oxygen and Live O2 can help you. GetFreeOxygen.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA News Update. The Biden administration has announced they are seeking to extend a 4-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. A 4-day ceasefire began between Israel and Hamas on Friday, allowing needed aid to enter Gaza and a hostage exchange. A Qatari spokesperson says 17 hostages were released by the terrorists Hamas. Israel released 39 Palestinians, all of whom are minors. It should be noted hundreds of hostages still remain in Hamas custody. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas. Dave Collins has more.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Turner acknowledged the likelihood that Hamas is deliberately delaying the release of American hostages to use them as leverage for bargaining.
Lance Pry, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
So it's a simple little race show, but it's good to follow to give your body the things that it needs and the nutrients that it needs. So that's the ultimate key to follow. The second thing is that you want to look at is when you got a lot of water retention, you can look at natural substances like dandelion, which has been known to help be a great diuretic and help the body eliminate fluids. And again, sodium and potassium are the two different minerals that you can look at too. Too much sodium, not enough potassium, you're not eating enough vegetables, not enough leafy greens in your diet, that kind of thing. All that can play a role. But before you start just dissecting those and figuring that out, you got to get some lab work done. Like, go to your physician, get that done so we know. We have to know exactly what's happening, okay? We got to know that we know that we know that we know that everything's okay on the inside. Because if everything's okay on the inside, then we'll be good to go, okay? So focus on that and get started on that and let me know how it goes. Because the reality is water retention can be a scary thing. It's not just a weight thing. It can be something seriously underlying that could be a big deal. But you got to get it checked out. If you get it checked out and you're clear with your kidneys and your heart's okay and it's not blood pressure related, then there's a lot of natural things that you can do. But if it's
dependent on those conditions and there is something going on, then the medications, remember, medications are great to manage. And in that situation, there's a lot of natural things you can do, but you've got to have both of those working together. A lot of times when they work hand in hand, that's when you get the best results. Okay? Hope that helps. So glad you're with us on the show. So glad you're with us. Look, this show's about you. It's about your health and your life. And we're going to talk about weight loss today, something that a lot of people like to talk about. But the principles that I'm going to talk about now are really for maintaining a good lean body. So I don't want you to just think about it as, well, to drop the weight or to, because there are secrets that they will call secrets, but it's just basic science. And there's things that we can do that you can do. Literally just make some minor changes in your diet and can see massive results. All right. So let's start in with what gaining weight is and what losing weight is. And we're just going to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to give you some keys. Okay. But I want you to realize something. You can always go to the website. Send us a question. You can do email. You can call us with a number. The number's there. It's on the website. Wherever you find us, the text number, however you're listening or watching the show right now, look, we have any way you want to get in touch with us, you can. Send me your questions. Someone, it may be part of the show, but someone will get back to you and answer. So you send your question. We are here from every direction. Chat box on the website, whatever it is, we're here to help you, okay? Because this show is about you. And reality is that you have a potential on the inside of you that you've not even scratched the surface. You know it, and I know it. And on this show, we want to help you reach that potential and become the best version of you. Because I know you can. And it doesn't matter what you walked in here with, tuned in here with, turned on here with. It doesn't matter. Because you can leave here a better person. You can leave here setting out to reach your goals. You can leave here having a healthier body, healthier mind, healthier body. And listen, you can reach the goals and become everything that you wanted to become. I know that. I know it's possible. So we're going to talk about something that a lot of people struggle with. More books are sold on weight loss than any other topic there is. You can go through any of the bookstores, on Amazon, anywhere. More books are in health, in the health category, are sold with weight loss than anything. And it's interesting because everyone thinks, and every author knows this, I'm one of them. Every author, everybody thinks that there's this secret that so-and-so has written this book and this is it, right? I can tell you that there's one category that, without a shout, will work for just about everybody, and that is the keto diet. Hands down, now again, Atkins did the keto thing years ago. It's not like it's some brand new thing. Okay, keto is just the new name. It used to be the Atkins diet. There's some tweaks and things that are a little bit different. But I'm glad that keto is really here to stay, and I'm glad that it's got a good reputation, and I'm glad a lot of the science community has really come behind it. Like the whole scientific community, for the most part, in medicine, is cheering it on. There's so many MDs and DOs and medical providers and chiropractic physicians and naturopathic physicians that are just collectively coming together to say, hey, this works. And it's really getting people off the metabolic disease condition medications. Like, it's getting people off of blood pressure medications. It's getting people off of diabetes medications and cholesterol medications. And, you know, the list goes on and on. And it's exciting. So we're going to talk about weight loss. Keto is a great way to start. But hear me on this. I want you to understand kind of the basic principles. The basic principles about weight loss are this. It is about calories. It does matter. Calories do matter, but it's the right kind. And protein, there's three main macronutrients: proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Now, the key is that you got to remember is that the proteins and the fats and the carbs all matter. Now, remember, protein I would call, and again, keto's going to argue with me on this, but protein is number one. Protein is your building blocks. It's your amino acids. It's what builds lean muscle tissue. And regardless of what you heard, I'm going to tell it to you right now so you've heard it here for the first time maybe, is that you know what the key to longevity is? I know we're talking about weight loss, but I want you to hear this about longevity. The key to longevity is muscle tissue. The more muscle tissue we have, proven in so many studies, the greater longevity that we will have, because longevity is tied directly to the amount of lean muscle tissue that we have. Now, that doesn't mean you got to bulk up and be big like Arnold, but it means that the quality muscle that you have versus the fat that you carry matters. And it matters in a big way. So that's why weight loss is important. It's about getting down to your ideal body weight, getting rid of the fat, holding on, and even building more of the new lean muscle tissue so that your body can function at its peak level, the way that it was designed to. So as we talk about weight loss today, there's foods that can really fill and increase weight loss, and that is protein number one. So let's talk about that. Chicken, fish, beef, and eggs, those are your best quality sources of protein. Now, whey protein powders, pea protein powders, if you want to do the vegetarian thing, pea protein is the best way to go. It is a complete protein that now they're making a lot of powders with it, and it's great. I mean, pea protein is here to stay, and it's become one of the mainstays. Matter of fact, vegetarians a lot of times will struggle, especially if you don't do fish and eggs. Now, dairy products can offer proteins too. So like Greek yogurt is a great way to go. Depends on if you can handle dairy or not. Some people are pro-dairy, some people are not. But I'm just giving you the options. Okay, so dairy products carry a good amount of protein in them as well that function and can help the body function very well. So you can find different ways to get your protein in, but the key is minimum. And again, some people argue with this. But I have seen the research for myself and then also with patients, over 10,000 of them, is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. We call it the protein rule. 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight can make a massive difference in your health and in your body composition. So when you're looking at losing weight, they have found that 1 gram per pound of body weight. Now this is also with you working out and exercising. We know that if you exercise and work out, that's going to make a big difference too. So the protein is going to sustain the lean muscle that you do have while we're lowering carbohydrates and keeping moderate fats in the diet. There's a thing called the low-carb diet. Have you heard of that? So low-carb doesn't mean no carb. When you go keto, it's like less than 50 carbs. It's like super low, and even less than that. So your body goes into a state called ketosis, and that's another topic for another time. But right now, I just want to focus on weight loss in general. Protein is the macronutrient you want to focus on. That's number one, okay, in your lineup. Number two are fats. Fats are things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those kind of healthy fats. They are going to make a difference too. Why? Because they're going to make up for the calories that you're not going to get in excessive carbohydrates. The other thing they do is they help to regulate hormone health. We know that fats, at least 20% of your overall caloric intake, how much food you're taking in, will manage your hormones. Testosterone for men, estrogen, progesterone in women. And again, men have those hormones too, but you mainly want to maintain good healthy levels of testosterone and good healthy levels of growth hormone for both men and women. Men, you want to keep your estrogen levels lower, and you want to keep your progesterone levels up a little bit more. When you get the hormone environment healthy, that's when the body just starts to just really work. When we get overweight and we gain all that extra weight, that's when the hormones begin to go totally out of whack, and that's when it becomes very difficult to lose the weight. So your food intake is going to create a great internal environment, and that's what we have to focus on. So proteins are number one. Remember the protein rule. 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. That is so key. All of this is in my book, by the way. Get my book. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. We are giving it to you for free. So you're getting a free copy of my hardback book. We'll send it to you for free. All you do is pay the shipping. Whatever that is, like $8 or $9, something like that. Just pay the shipping and the handling. We send you the hard copy book for free. Why? Because I want to help you. I want to be an encouragement to you. I want to see you thrive more than ever before because I know you can. I know you don't have to be stuck where you are anymore, that you can really make better choices. So as we talk about weight loss, there's a big key you got to focus on. Number one is the protein. Number two, the fats. And let's talk about carbs. Okay? Now, let me tell you this for fats. This is important. You want to take your body weight, typically, unless you're grossly overweight. If you're in the heavy obesity category, this is going to be a different one. But you really want to focus on this. This is so important. 0.4 times your body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you multiply it times 4. It gives you the amount of grams that you need for your overall body, for your total fat grams for the day. So remember, protein's number one, fats number two, and then let's get to carbs. 0.4 times your body weight will give you the amount of carbs, the amount of fats that you need on a regular basis. Now, when it comes down to carbohydrates are key in a couple of reasons. One is your carbohydrates have got to be on a regular basis.
versus lower level. I like 20% or less carbohydrates. And again, remember, there's essential fats. That's why we're talking about the fats. There's essential amino acids. There are no essential carbohydrates. We don't have essential carbohydrates in the lineup, even in nutrition, basic nutrition. We don't have that. So carbs are necessary because the body uses them to function. But you don't need a ton of them, okay? They need to be the third in the category for what we're working on. All right.
Breathe with Live O2. This is Dr. Asa telling you how oxygen can help you look and feel 20 years younger. Did you know the presence of oxygen is the absence of most health challenges? That's why we're talking about oxygen and Live O2. Go get my free special report on oxygen and Live O2 to increase energy, enable youthful lifestyle, and remove brain fog by visiting GetFreeOxygen.com. That's GetFreeOxygen.com to get my free special on how oxygen and Live O2 can help you. GetFreeOxygen.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you with your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com. Yes, I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you live stronger, longer. Remember, I'll pay for the book. All you do is cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. That's MyFreeHealthBook.com and get your free book today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
So here's the deal. I like fruits and vegetables for your carbohydrates, number one. Keep those as like the top category. Then you can use things like rice, brown rice, quinoa, sweet potatoes. Those are a great category for the starchy carbohydrates. You really want to stay away from the junky carbohydrates. If you're looking at weight loss, remember it's about managing what's called insulin. Insulin's a hormone. And it's so easy to manage if you eat the right things. But all the things that taste great, for the most part, are all the carbohydrates that cause your blood sugar to spike up. Now, I encourage you to go to what's called the glycemic index. Okay, you can find this online. Go to glycemicindex.com. And it gives you a list of all the different carbohydrates. If you can't find it there, you can go to our website. Our website will have it. You can look for the glycemic index. It ranks all the carbohydrates based on certain numbers. So, like, for example, sugar is almost at 100, right? So the lower the number, the better. Things like berries, like blueberries or blackberries or something like that, that's ranked about number 15 or 20 on the scale. That means it's very low. That means it doesn't raise your blood sugar levels up, which means it won't make you gain fat. And it will help you in the weight loss process in going lower carb. That's really the key. So you want to keep all your carbohydrates at 40 on that scale or under. So if you keep it at 40 or under, then you're going to be winning the battle. So weight loss is about calories, too. Now, there's a whole formula that you do for calories that would be too difficult to talk about right now. Our health coaches can always help you with that. So if you want help with that, go further. We've got a free health plan on our website. You can go and jump in that, get in our health club, which you've got people in a community that will lock arms with you and help you. Our health coach providers, though, can lay out an exact plan for you. But it's important. It is about calories. It's about the right kind of food you take in. But I'm telling you, there's no secret. Like, there's not one secret that's going to fix it all. Now, sometimes if you're really overweight and you need to lose, like, over 80 pounds, I would start with a keto diet and then go into more of this low-carb diet that I'm talking about where the carbohydrates are up a little bit, but the keto is going to get you is a great jump start. That's why I love – there's a company called Keto Chow. You probably see them here all the time. But Keto Chow is amazing. I mean, I use it on a regular basis. Keto Chow is great because it makes keto easy. You don't have to prepare all this food. You can do a shake in the morning, a shake at lunchtime, and then have a bigger meal at night. It's just an easy way to do it, and it tastes great. They've got like a million flavors that you can use, but you can check them out at KetoChowShake.com. That's KetoChowShake.com. But I would encourage you to look at that. When it comes to weight loss, it's not about gimmicks. It's about your habits. Remember that. It's not about this new secret. No, it's just about your habits. That's it. It's what you do on the day to day. If something's worth doing, it's worth doing every single day. And with weight loss, it's about coming up with a strategy, working your strategy, and then hitting your goals. That's it. It's all about hitting your goals. And if you do that on a regular basis, guess what? You're going to win. Weight loss, I know, is a challenge for a lot of people. But it's about getting the right kind of food coming in the right way. It's about having a strategy. And it's also about making sure your hormones are balanced right in the body. All of that plays a role in getting your body functioning at its peak level. And I know this. I know that if you just get started, if you make the right decisions, if you choose to believe that you can win, because it all starts up here. If you believe that, then you're going to hit your goals. And weight loss is one of those things that if you just begin to focus, if you just start with one healthy meal a day, if you just start with one keto meal a day, if you just start with one 15-minute walk, if you win that battle of today, then you can win the battle tomorrow. And guess what? If you win the battle tomorrow, you can win the battle the next day. What am I telling you? I'm telling you this, that to create good habits, all you need is one good day. And I'm believing that you'll start that day today. If you know you need to lose weight, if you need to get healthy, you want to build up a stronger body, you want to get more lean muscle tissue, maybe you're in your 70s and you want to get some lean muscle tissue, these principles of the protein and the fats and the carbs, they are for you too. And you want to build that up and you want to get stronger and you want to live longer and you know that longevity is tied to that, then just start making the right choices. And as you make the right choices, I know this. I know that you will win and become the best version of you. All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Isabella. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, I was calling on behalf of my mom. She is diabetic. Well, her A1C levels came back at 6.4, but she's been having issues sleeping, so it's just a constant insomnia, I guess. So we wanted to find out if an acid reflux. So we wanted to find out if there was any recommendations on that. Thank you.
Yeah, there's so much. Yeah, so let's talk about that for a minute. Your mom's been diagnosed with diabetes, but she has insomnia and she has reflux. So are those tied together or are they not? I can tell you that they are. There's a link. Remember, when the body's breaking down in multiple areas, it's like a puzzle. And all as a physician, you just have to figure out the puzzle. You can do lab tests and all that. But we already know she has diabetes. So there's already a really bad history of eating. Okay, her habits are not good. We know that. Now, if you know her habits aren't good, what does she have to do? She has to create new habits. We get that. You get that. She gets that. We all get it. So here's where I would start. Number one, if she has reflux, let's start there. Poor eating habits has led to insomnia for whatever reason, which could be stress-related, and also reflux. The reflux means that she's not breaking her proteins down. She's not breaking her carbohydrates down. So number one is you got to get the gut cleared up. I would look at doing the anti-inflammatory diet, which is the diet that I created in my book. We've used it clinically for over 10,000 patients, and it is amazing. You can get a copy of that. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. They'll send it to you for free. Okay, you just got to pay for the shipping and handling. Start there. Her eating habits. Equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, and eggs, and then all the right kind of vegetables that lower inflammation in the body. That's the key. The other thing for reflux that you have to look at is the microbiome in the gut may not be healthy. Probiotics help with that. Apple cider vinegar help with that. Turmeric helps with that. Fermented vegetables helps with that in a major, major way. So I would look at that as well to get the gut healthy in that regard. When the gut gets healthy, guess what happens? The sleep begins to regulate. Insomnia a lot of times can be the neurotransmitters in the brain not being balanced, but guess what? Those are created in the gut. If you can't break down proteins and carbohydrates and fats effectively in the gut, you can't create the right neurotransmitters which affect the brain, which can cause insomnia. Now, with all that being said, the anti-inflammatory diet, while you're working on the reflux and the insomnia, remember that those kind of foods help balance blood sugar levels. So you're going to be working on the diabetes issue at the same time. They all go hand in hand. Diabetes is one of those health challenges that you can win the battle 100% if you know what to do and you can do the work. I would encourage you to get with our health coaches so you can dig deeper, and we believe in the best for your mom.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com. It's all in the genes. Ever heard that? Our genes are the blueprint of how our own body works. A simple longevity nutritional test can show us our own body blueprint of what we need nutritionally to live our best life every day. Knowing what exact foods that are custom designed for your body is absolutely vital. To get your longevity nutritional test, go to mylongevitytest.com. That's mylongevitytest.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa to talk to you about the world's best protein for longevity called Best Amino. Protein is essential for every cell in your body to function at its absolute best. Best Amino is the highest absorbable protein, more than meat, eggs, and dairy, which may only absorb at 50, 60, or 70%. Best Amino is a proven formula of essential proteins that we all need that absorbs at 99%. Visit bestamino.com. That's bestamino.com.
Vitality Premium CBD.